In the quiet dark of her quarters, she lay against his warm length and felt her muscles unkinking strand by strand. This was indeed better than dinner. She dozed off, aware of his hand tracing patterns on her back, but unable to stay awake to appreciate them fully. They had time. She needed just a little sleep.
Captain Serrano. Captain Serrano. Captain Serrano.
Harris blinked into the darkness. A sour taste came into her mouth.
Here.
There's an urgent message from downside. It's on tight link. You'll have to come to a secure line.
Yes, right away.
Petrus roused then. She found him looking at her when she turned on a single dim light to dress by. His expression was both rueful and grumpy.
What happened?
I don't know.
She didn't, but her heart was racing. It had to be something about Cecilia. The bad feeling she'd had loomed as close as a storm.
It's a tight link call from downside. Not Cecilia calling, I don't think. They'd have told me. But they said it was urgent.
I told you not to bring the bad luck down on us. I'll get up, you go on.
I'll be back soon.
Now she was awake, she wanted to leap back into bed with him. Why couldn't she have waked to the sound of his voice, the feel of his hands, with nothing to do but enjoy herself? She pushed herself away and went out. It wasn't really that late, she realized, once she was out in the public meeting areas. She found a tight link booth and entered it. The ID procedure was almost as complete as for Fleet Links, and she had several seconds to wait before the screen cleared from the warning message.
Captain Serrano?
What's wrong? Is your aunt...
She may die, they said. She just fell down. She was breathing oddly, and the doctors think she's had a massive stroke.
Harris found it hard to think. She had anticipated some trouble, but not this.
Where is she? Where are you?
She's at St. Cyril's, and I'm at home, at my parents' house. That's where it happened. My mother's at the hospital. She said to stay here and out of the way. She didn't tell me to tell you, but I thought you should know.
Thank you. You're right that I needed to know.
Harris tried to think who else would need to know. The redecorators? Probably. Although they already had the guarantee on the job. The crew, certainly. She wondered whether Cecilia had told Ronnie about the attack on Irulan and Sirkin. Was there any possibility that this was a covert action by the Compassionate Hand?
Did you see it?
No. I was there, but in the next room, talking to my father. We didn't hear her fall, but we heard Mother scream. We called emergency medical help, of course.
Was anyone else there? Any visitors?
Well, yes. It was a reception for the Young Artists League. Mother's a sponsor. She had a time convincing Aunt Cecilia to come. Why?
Ronnie, did your aunt mention the attack on Sirkin?
Something happened to Sirkin? What?
She was attacked with her lover by the Compassionate Hand, a criminal organization.
I know about them.
Oh, fine. Her lover was killed and Sirkin's alive because Oblo and Mahari came into the fight. But think, is there any chance at all that your aunt's collapse could have been an attack? I don't know, you were there, but could it have been?
You mean they'd get after her? Like poison?
They might. Ronnie, listen, you must not, absolutely must not talk about this to anyone. Anyone. We don't know if it happened, but if it did, the worst thing you could do is talk about it. Something should give you a clue later on, but you're the only one available to interpret it. You have to stay alive, well, and free. Is that clear?
It's really serious. You really think... Yes. All right, I will keep it quiet. But how do I talk... Wait a minute. Someone's here. Sorry, my father's back. Aunt Cecilia's in a coma. They don't know if she'll come out of it. He thinks not. I'll get back to you when I can.
Alongside the shock and fear Harris felt was a trickle of amusement. Once again, something had interrupted her night with Petrus. Once again, it had been something she couldn't anticipate. She shook her head and emerged from the booth to find Petrus watching her.
Lady Cecilia?
Yes. Let's go back. You need to hear about it.
In the little room, both of them glanced at the rumpled bed and away from it again. Harris settled in the chair. Petrus pulled the covers back across the bed and sat on its edge.
She's alive, but I don't know for how long. According to Ronnie, she collapsed suddenly, and the doctors are saying it's a stroke.
Well, she's old, and she hasn't had rejuve, has she?
No. She told me once she disapproved of it. She had healthy genes, she said, and when her time was up, it was only fair to give someone else a chance.
Silly attitude. In a universe this big, there's room enough for everyone. Besides, she was rich.
She might have reconsidered. I think she made that decision when she was unhappy and stuck to it out of stubbornness. I had been seeing signs of change in her.
But still, in her 80s, even now, without rejuve, it could be a natural stroke. But you don't think so, do you?
It would be a damned convenient stroke, Petrus. Coming so soon after the attack on Sirkin and Irulan, combined with her revelations to the royals about Mr. Smith.
And you said she was in a foul temper about something just a few days ago. Some family business? Perhaps there's someone else with a reason to put her out of action. Although temper, isn't that a cause of strokes?
If it were, no Serrano would have survived to take rejuve. I'm one of the mild ones.
But it could have been a stroke. No enemy action.
Could have been. There's no way we can tell from here. I just worry.
Wouldn't the doctors figure out if it's not a real stroke?
I don't know. And if they do think someone did something, that doesn't mean they can fix it. At least they can't blame us. We're up here, and she's been down there for days.
Well, nothing we can do right now, is there?
No, but I...
You're not in the mood. I understand that. But do you think you could sleep?
By this time, Harris wasn't sleepy anymore. She and Petrus finally went out for an early breakfast and came back to tell the rest of the crew. Harris wasn't sure what to do about them. She really wanted to take a shuttle downside and see for herself how Cecilia was, but that would leave the crew with nothing to do but fret. As for the future, if Cecilia died or stayed in a coma, she wouldn't need a yacht and crew. At some point, Harris would have to look for another job and hope a few of her crew could find work on the same ship. Not likely, but... She scolded herself for thinking of her own convenience, her own desires, when a friend lay comatose. Conflicting loyalties tugged at her. The crew took the news quietly at first. Sirkin still looked shocky from her own loss and her injuries. She sat pale and silent, not meeting anyone's eyes. The others glanced back and forth and deferred their questions. Harris, knowing them so well, knew they had questions and would come to her individually. By the time she thought of sleep again, she and Petrus both had little interest in pleasure. He pleaded a headache and went to his own quarters. She slept badly, waking often to think she'd heard the intercom calling.